Thanks for being patient with us today. I think the cold is keeping people at home. We've got a few more that have paid but haven't showed up yet, so hopefully they'll get here soon. But I want to welcome you to the second series of this year's PM Sundays. Thanks so much for being here. And as I always say, I could put these things on, but unless you guys show up, it doesn't happen. So this is a community effort, and I want to thank you all for being here. For those of you who are here for the first time, I can only ask that you spread the word after you have your experience today, which I'm going to guarantee right now you're going to be talking about. In any event, I've got a few rules that we'd like to adhere to. We'd like no flash photography, and I always have to abide by this one. Turn off your cell phone now. Okay, I heard some movement there. Bathrooms are both at the end of this hall here, and there's some downstairs as well. I want to thank our sponsors. We've got a few of them here locally, Green Sea Systems, Ski Express. We actually have Healthy Living on board. Linda Santamore through Remax, Stone Coral Brewery. Huntington River Vineyards, Toscano's, which is actually open for dinner tonight. So if you guys are looking for something to eat at the end of the show tonight, just down the road here, and opening soon for dinner. As you may have seen, Parkside Kitchen is currently open, and it's going to be open for dinner, they tell me, next week. So if you come back for Daryl Anger, you've got options to go to for dinner. Advanced Music has also helped us out here. Keyworth Graphics, for those of you who know Will Keyworth. He is responsible for all of the website design, et cetera. And if you bought tickets online, then you saw his work. We've got refreshments today from Backdoor Bakery and from Midnight Goat Farm. And those are two local entities that we love to support. And we want to let you know that this is a series that is going to be going on through April of next year. And some of the other acts that we've got coming up include next week, Mr. Sun, which includes Daryl Anger, Joe K. Walsh, Grant Gordy, some great players. So by all means, if you don't have plans for next Sunday, by all means, get out for that. A wonderful quartet, Darling Side, that I discovered last year, who were really wonderful. Four guys, beautiful voices, very unique style of music. Jefferson Hamer will be here with Kristen Andresen in January. Jefferson had recently finished up a project with Anais Mitchell that some of you might be interested in, and Kristen has a wonderful history of her own. I actually saw her this weekend at a conference down in the Catskills. The Julian Lage Trio. Now, this is a show that we were very fortunate to get. Julian, for some of you, may have seen him this summer. He played at the Jazz Festival at the Flynn Space, actually sold it out. So we've got him and a trio. It's going to be a jazz show will be happening. That's in February. Anna and Elizabeth, very unique. You heard these guys. There was a testimonial right there. Anna and Elizabeth, actually, Anna is from Hinesburg. So I guess you could say this is a local show, but Elizabeth's, she's from Virginia, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah. And Elizabeth doesn't need any amplification. I'll leave it at that. Her voice cuts through everything, and she'll take you back to an era that we haven't been a part of in a long time. But one of the things that you want to see is their crankies, which is essentially they're telling a story as they're singing to you, and they have this diorama kind of that's a throwback to many, many years ago. It's fascinating. It's like something you've never seen, so hopefully you can come out for that. And then the rambunctious Laura Cortese and the Dance Cards will have you on your feet, fabulous players. And so hopefully you can join us for some of those. But now this has been about a year since I called these guys, and since then we've had quite a relationship, to say the least, and I'm so glad to finally have them on stage here. Without further ado, would you please welcome the Honey Dew Drops.
Thank you. It's great to be here. It's so cold, but we're going to try to warm things up. We're going to take you to our neighborhood in Baltimore right now, where we're living, and play you this instrumental song called Remington. It's the name of the neighborhood. Thank you. A lot and play music, and it's a pretty busy street in Baltimore, and there are Freightliners just passing on through while we're playing, and of course we can't hear each other, but then it gets really quiet all of a sudden, and it's like the city just stops. And that's kind of what that instrumental song was about. Those really beautiful, quiet moments in this big, busy city. And then that last song that we played for you is a tune called Horses. It was written based off of just a title of a book called Half Broke Horses. And these are all new songs that we're putting on our next record. So got a couple more of those we're going to do for you. And this next one, this is one of our older songs. This is called No More Trouble.
Thank you. Man, it's great to be in this space here. What a nice place to have this kind of music and the kind of music that's going to be coming for like the next year too. I would like to come to all of those concerts, Don. Maybe we can work on a way to get us back here almost each month. Don has been helping us out since this spring with doing some booking for us and helping us make our way to various places across the country and to here too. And yeah, we were talking this morning that it's kind of funny, we talked with you about a year ago to make today happen. That's how it goes some of the time. But hey, Don, thank you for doing what you do, man. This is great. Yeah. We came in from Boston today, and it's so nice to drive out of Boston and into New Hampshire and Vermont and through the mountains. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm going to say that. Got us thinking about the mountains that are that we know back home. Laura and I are both from Virginia. We're living in Baltimore now, but Virginia's home, and this next song we wrote about our mountains back there. So this song is called "The Hills of My Home."
Of my own.
anybody dress up for Halloween this year? Yeah, a couple people, one person? All right. I did. And I had so much fun with it. We ended up at the Science Center of Maryland, where 3,000 people were dressed in costume. And there might have been some drinking involved, so it was 3,000 people, maybe a little drunk, in costume. And there were some amazing costumes. There was E.T. and Elliot. The person had like the red hoodie on and then a basket with E.T. and like bike handles. I'm trying to think of, that one I thought was really creative.
A lot of like Wayne and Garth.
Wayne and Garth.
There was at least three.
I kept trying to think of a good duo one for the two of us because Keggy was playing that night with another friend and so we were going to be there together anyway. And I did sort of a Day of the Dead Frida Kahlo outfit, makeup all over the face, and it was just really fun. And Keggy didn't really dress up, but what he was wearing most people thought was Indiana Jones, which is pretty much what you see right now. So Keggy was kind of Indiana Jones, but I'm trying to segue into this next song. We're going to do a Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty song for you right now called After the Fire is Gone. And we're thinking that could be our costume for next year, except I'll be Conway Twitty and he'll be Loretta Lynn.
I think my favorite costume at this thing was the sriracha bottle. There was a dude, he was wearing like a green jumpsuit or something.
Red jumpsuit,
green pointy hat, and I may have had a few drinks that night. It was that kind of night.
It's a good time for a drinking song.
Yeah, right? That's right.
Many find.
So we've been working on a new record. The past couple weeks, actually, we got started kind of at the beginning of November. And this next one is one of those songs that we've been working on. It's called The Lowlands. And it was written back, I guess in like February is when I got started writing it. And I had just broken a little bone, like right there, skateboarding. And that's a bad bone to break if you play guitar. So I wasn't feeling all that great. But that song and a couple others came out of going to those places. I was reading an interview with a poet named Henry Cole last week. You guys ever heard of Henry Cole? He's this, I think he teaches at Ohio State University, and he lives in Boston when he's not in Ohio. And he said something about art and sadness and sorrow and kind of why certain art focuses on some of the more sad themes, I guess. And he said something like, you know, the happy emotions that we have, it may be that we're just so into feeling them as they're going on that we don't need to stop and like think about it and document it in any way. But he said that maybe it's that sadness or sorrow deserves a little bit of verification from ourselves that requires a little bit of like diving into it and seeing what it's all about and, I don't know, learning something from it. And I think that's what happened with me on this song and a couple others that I wrote at that time. Helpful, therapeutic, I'm not sure if it was exactly therapeutic, but helpful in some ways. So here's this one, The Lowlands. Thank you. do one more song here and take a quick break, and then we'll come back and play for about another 30 minutes. We do have some CDs in the back. We brought them all the way from Baltimore now. Please come and check them out. And we have an email sign-up list as well. As we've been talking about, we're working on a new record that we're hoping to have out by like March or so. So if you sign up, we'll keep you in the loop about that. And about the next time we'll be up in your neck of the woods, which I'm sure probably going to be sometime in the first half of next year.
Don's working on it.
Yeah, he's working on that. And please come up and say hi. We'd love to say hi and meet you guys. So this last one is a song that we wrote called One Kind Word. And we're really excited. It's our first song that's been covered by another band. There's a bluegrass band out of the San Francisco Bay Area called Front Country. And they're an awesome band. You should check them out. They're going to be here next year. Sweet. So you guys will maybe get to hear this song again and get to hear all of their great songs too. So we're pretty pumped about them covering our song. So we'll do this one and take a quick break.
Promissory notes and words.
Thank you. is a love song. It's the title of our most recent studio record called Silver Lining. And we're all sold out of it right now. Sorry about that. But yeah, it's a good thing. That's right. It's a good thing. So if you want to get a copy, you can order them online. We've got some more showing up on our doorstep in like a little more than a week. So check them out there, or they're on iTunes or Amazon, but please buy them from us.
Relax.
this next one is another new one. It's kind of been around for a little while, and it's gone through some different variations. Sometimes that's how songwriting works. You try one thing on for a little while, and then you take it off and try something else on. And I think this one is going to stick. This variation feels pretty good. We actually just got done recording it this week. It's a song called Fair Share Blues, and we had my grandfather in mind when we were writing it. He's kind of an interesting case of contradictions. He does things like listen to Rush Limbaugh all afternoon and then go in and watch the PBS NewsHour after dinner. I don't really understand that, but that's what he does. And he's also the kind of guy that just makes you feel good no matter what kind of day you're having. If your things are going really well, he just makes you feel even better. And it's really awesome to get to spend a little time around him. We learned recently, like in the past couple years, that he's into singer-songwriter music. I never listened to any music with him, really. And when Laura and I started doing this, we would give him our CDs, and he would, he was interested in listening to them. And a couple years ago, we showed up at his house with some instruments. We wanted to play a few songs, and come to find out, he knew them all. And he sang them with us, and that was really an awesome experience. So anyway, this one is kind of brought along by him. It's called The Fair Share Blues. Thank you.
have got my own fair share of guilt and fear and sad despair. So I work and drink, I sing and pray, and I cast my weary blues away. You get the good day.
Song is always the one that you are most excited about because you don't know what's going to happen. But it's one that Laura wrote, and we actually just recorded this one earlier this week, I guess. And it's a song called Numb.
know you, or I think I do. Far away, down the dark.
much. That was a new song called Hold Love. We're going to do one more tune, wrap up the night. I want to thank Don again so much for having this whole series, and please keep coming back. There's some amazing music coming here. And would you please give a hand to our sound man, Peter, working so hard. Thank you so much. I was trying to remember all the times that we've played in Vermont, because a lot of folks have asked, and I decided that we've almost played in every small town in Vermont. But Vermont is made up of small towns, so that would mean everywhere. But we've played in Montpelier, we've played in Ripton, Tunbridge, yes, Marshfield. I almost said Plainfield, but Marshfield. Have we ever played in Burlington?
We've never played.
Never played in Burlington. Played in Richmond. Did I forget anything else? Maybe that's not every small town, but it seemed like it. The Honey Dewdrops. We used to live in a town where the Waltons. Do you guys remember the Waltons? The TV show, but also based off of a true story. So that took place in Schuyler, Virginia, and we lived in Scottsville, Virginia, where the infamous Dewdrop Inn existed. And so we took our name a little bit from that and a little bit just being a couple. So we're going to leave you with this this great gospel song we've been playing lately. We learned it from Mississippi John Hurt. Been really stuck on his recordings. And we'll leave you with this one. Thank you all so much for coming out this afternoon, this evening. Thank you.
much.
Don, is that okay? Do we have enough time?
All right.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening to our songs. It's really nice to be able to play some of this new material and try it out and get to play the old ones too. We figure, you know, it's Sunday evening, we're in church, we'll play another gospel for you. This is one of our favorite ones. It's called Keep Your Lamp Trimmed and Burning.
Trimmed and a-burning, see what the Lord has done.